I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Tens of thousands of Egyptians gathered for a mass demonstration today in Cairo's Tahrir Square. The protest was reminiscent of the popular uprising that toppled the regime of President Hosni Mubarak in February. Back then, Egyptians of many different backgrounds, both secular and religious, protested together to achieve a common goal. Well, today the demonstration in Tahrir Square was overwhelmingly religious. The crowd chanted Islamic slogans and called for the imposition of Islamic or Sharia law. The World's Matthew Bell is in Cairo. Matthew, who are the protesters on Tahrir Square today?
Lisa, today was supposed to be a demonstration of unity between all of the major Egyptian political factions, but it really was the day of the Salafists. Starting last night and then picking up this morning, there were tens of thousands of people just pouring into the square. The numbers were huge, and the estimates were somewhere in the hundreds of thousands. The crowds were mostly men, many of them in long traditional garments called galabeyas, with beards and skull caps. Salafists are ultra-conservative Sunni Muslims. They're fundamentalists who believe in the supremacy of the Quran and Sharia law. During Mubarak's time, they were mostly underground, and they shunned political activity, but they've really come out of the woodwork since the revolution began. There are even some Salafist parties, and today was really a day where they came out and sort of flexed their political muscle.
But why is that they're coming out now? What's the provocation?
Lisa, there was something building up for the last couple of weeks, and what you had on the one hand was largely secular, liberal Egyptian political activists had been calling for what they're called supra-constitutional principles that would go into effect and govern the rewriting of Egypt's constitution, which is supposed to happen in the fall after parliamentary elections. Essentially, this would limit the Islamist influence on writing that constitution. This was seen by the Salafists and Islamists in general as a threat. So they came out today, and again, they wanted to show their numbers and show that they're part of this process and that they are part of the revolution as well.
What is the kind of Egypt that they envision? I mean, what are they calling for?
It's hard to say. You know, there are all kinds of different slogans that were going on today in the square, chants against Israel, against the United States, for Sharia law, for Islam. A lot of vague declarations like Islam is the answer. It's not exactly clear. Again, these are groups that were largely not organized. Now they're getting more and more involved politically. In some ways, they have expressed support for the military and calls for calm, and they've criticized the liberal and secular activists. But I think it's an open question. It's not so clear exactly what they stand for at this point.
Matthew, the Salafists represent some Muslims in Egypt, but not all. But I wonder, in terms of the wider spread of the population, how much support do these people have?
It's another great question, Lisa, and we just don't know. Some experts say that if there was an election today, Islamists would take maybe 15-20% of the vote. It's just really hard to say because you're talking about a political system that's new and really being created for the first time. What we're expecting in the fall are the most democratic and free elections in Egypt's history.
All right. The World's Matthew Bell speaking to us from Cairo, Egypt. Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome, Lisa.